Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I was asked a question. How do I feel about staying on the air? I was seriously considering throwing it overboard a while back, and we stuck with it. And I'm glad. I'm glad. And maybe we can build this village where, you know, so many of you are interested in seeing your instructors again at a meetup kind of an event. Well, I don't know if that's possible, but what? Or a convention or an expo. Really, that's what you want, an expo. Well, maybe we'll have to do it a different way. Maybe we'll have to all buy in, you know, pick up an acre and of a large tract and own it and then have, Plan B. Location or actually live on it if you want and, build a village and have us there. That might be the ideal setup where we actually get to spend a lot more time with faculty of USA Prepare. So if you're interested, you'll have to figure out how to contact me. I'm not going to make it easy. So for those of you who want, you might have to call GCN and say during the broadcast and say, give Vinny my number, please, and I can call you back. But I'm not going to make it easy because if it's too easy, how do we know that you're serious about it? Okay, Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, please continue.
I'm going to try to get through these next three pretty quick. The mind reading, trust us, and the oath. Article, mind reading AI could mean the end of humanity. And I'm scrolled about halfway down into the article, and I apologize that the reference for this comes out of Eastern Europe, and I'm not even going to try the name of the university or the name of the researcher. It's Slovenia, which is south of Austria, north of Croatia, just so you got an idea of where it is. And the senior researcher at the Institute for Sociology and Philosophy at the university there is quoted as saying, "What I am studying now is the so-called phenomena of wired brains, a possibility that our brains being connected with strong digital machines, and that is not a utopia. In the media lab at MIT, Massachusetts, they already have simple machines like that. It is like a helmet, nothing intrusive. They put it on your head, and then something horrible happens. I saw the video. You think certain thoughts. You do not have to say anything, and the machine reproduces them either in writing or with an artificial voice." And if that doesn't disturb you, I don't know what will. And right now it takes a helmet. I can envision some point in the future they'll figure out a way where they can just monitor your brain waves from a distance. And I'm not sure I went to live in those times, Vincent.
Almost 40 years ago, Bert Bertonis and I crafted a hoax. And it was an April Fool's joke. And we published a press release saying that we invented that technology. Except we didn't say you just put a helmet on. We said that you would have an implant in your arm and you would be wired to the communications equipment. And it would control what your thoughts were. Meaning if you wanted to watch a movie, you would actually be in the movie. And we literally sent that out to New York Times, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, Ebony, a whole bunch of magazines. It got published, and people thought it was real. And we were just having an April Fool's, you know, moment. And people were throwing money at us. They wanted to buy stock because they thought we invented the equivalent of anti-gravity. And, of course, we didn't. I was the chief financial officer. We didn't accept any of that. But so that was 39 years ago, almost 40 years ago that we did that, 1980, April 1, 1980. So we had been thinking that, you know, that was a possibility. And we were just, you know, young guys back then. But it's pretty frightening. I don't like it. I don't like where technology is taking us. It's taking us, Art Bell called it the quickening. That was his term, meaning we're going faster and faster every day. So we're going faster today than we were going yesterday. We're accelerating at an accelerating rate. It's disturbing and terrifying. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, John.
Hey.
I got a question, Ben. Is it a prerequisite that you have to be barred from Walmart to be able to join the community in Missouri?
Well, I'm sure you have a mental picture of what we may be like in Walmart, acting confused. And just like I was at the Chinese tool outlet, Harbor Freight, and I asked the gal, you know, I was really confused because it looked like I missed out. I thought it was a prerequisite to be tattooed to be in there. And, yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, I saw flip-flops everywhere. I was in the big city. It was disgusting. I was at Sam's Club picking up one item, and it was painful because I was using the self-checkout, and there was a girl supervising the self-checkout at Sam's Club, and she had orange, Kool-Aid orange hair. Now, you know, I've seen the red, I've seen the blue, and I've seen the green, but that was the first time. Now, this gal was a middle-aged gal. What are they trying to say? Now, she and the blue hairs and the pink hairs and the green hairs, they're not welcome. They really aren't. And if you're right. You're right, George. If you look around, the behavior of these people is reckless. I mean, they're not prepared. They're not prepared for anything.
If I may say, I self-barred myself from Walmart a few months ago because I saw a sign when I was leaving the establishment. And usually most Walmarts only have two ways out. And what happened was I saw a sign that, you know, they had this couple, a young couple, young man, young woman, both with glasses. They looked vaguely from India, vaguely Hispanic, vaguely American, vaguely Arabic, but they just picked them very well. But it had a banner over it that said True Religion. And then I looked down, and you know what is an ad for? It was an ad for dungarees. And I went out with the bags I had, and I said, should I say something or should I let it go? So I said, no, I'll say something. So I went in and I asked for the manager, and I showed it to you could see the young people at the service desk were curious. What do they want to see the manager about? So I showed them the sign. They agreed with me. I said, that's disrespectful to people of faith. And I said, I find it offensive. So the managers came up. They were moving kind of slow. And they were young people, but let's just say there were no hurry. So anyway, they came up to me. I showed them the sign. And I said, look, I know people who work here. I've never made a complaint here. I said, but this is something that I just couldn't ignore. So they both took out phones, and it looked like they were going to do something about it. They agreed with me. So I talked to a few people in the community, and I went back a few days later, and long story short, they hadn't taken it down. So I said, okay, that's the way you feel, or you don't need my business. Well, I went back in after 2 months, and lo and behold, somebody had put this stand with some articles on it blocking 99% of the sign. So I guess they got enough. No small part, I think, because I spread the word too. I said, this is disrespectful. But I just wanted to say, so like I said, I self-barred, so I kind of like very occasionally now I might go back in. But I feel clean that I've disassociated with them as much as I have.
Good for you. And when I was in Sam's Club yesterday, I went to the customer service department, and I asked about what do they need from me to be tax-exempt on certain purchases, because I refuse to pay tax, sales tax on items that I'm using for the farm. I don't have to. So I want to exempt, and I'll choose which items are for the farm, and I can prove it. So that's not a big deal. When we get audited, it's no big deal. Well, the customer service manager was there, and she looked over. She was waiting on someone else. She looked over, and she said, "Your name again is?" And I said, "Vin Finella." She said, "Yeah." I said, "You know me?" She said, "Everybody knows you." And she said, "Everybody in this store knows who you are." She just couldn't remember my name. And that's because I raised such a fuss about those reading glasses that I was buying that I didn't like the way I was treated. And so I talked to the store manager, assistant manager, and corporate headquarters, and everybody knows who I am. And I don't know if they're afraid of me, or they despise me, or what it is. Or maybe they respect me, but I'm not sure what it is. But she said, "Yeah, everybody knows who you are in the store," meaning the employees. So who's your vote for the one who was kicked out? Now, I'm not running for the number one position. I'm not campaigning to be the guy that was thrown out. It could have been any one of us. Seriously. So, Georgia...
I'd say maybe... I want to say Rick Sheehan. Although, okay. It's probably Montana probably is a far more understanding state. But I'd say either Rick or maybe Joey from Michigan. Those two would be my vote. May I just say two quick points? Because I know you and John have a lot of ground to cover. But, John, if I may, Ben, this will appear to both of you gentlemen. If you're not too far away from the old country, like your grandparents, maybe even a great-grandparent was from the old country, Ireland and Italy, I know, will give you passports if you're connected with an ancestor who was from that particular country. Now, I'm sure there's other countries that would too, but this exclusion might be cut off at some point. But it would pay to get a passport from another country, so whatever shenanigans this police state that's coming wants to create, it might be another way around it to get out of Dodge, so to speak, or at least travel in such a way that you won't be subjected to a lot of the, how did Shakespeare put it, the common suffering command, so to speak. And the last thing I'll say, gentlemen, is this. I know, John, I was curious how you and Becky were doing. You said you put yourself on a program where you wanted to, slim down. And I can recommend this. If you get one of these old-fashioned bicycles, they make them now. They look like Boulevard Cruisers, wide handlebars, plush seats. And they're one speed. But you, instead of walking along on a street, you can go up on a flataway and just ride the bicycle, get a nice breeze, get the sun and the wind in your hair, so to speak. But I find it's very low impact, and yet it makes it fun. And I found that I've lost like an additional 10 pounds now, and I've been keeping it off through the summer. But I just wanted to make that recommendation. It's a simple thing, but it might be something you and Becky might enjoy.
Yes. A three-wheel cargo bike is what we have on our list for, when we get to Belize.
All right. Nice talking to you, gentlemen.
George, very quickly, which one of the two of us is your first choice? Rich Sheehan or Joey?
I'd say Joey.
Joey's number one?
Yep.
Okay, Rich is number two. Very good. George, thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Thank you.
John, I'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us for thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, I was just looking at our ranking, and we are knocking right at the door of the major league right here. Quite fascinating. We are just ahead of Dave Ramsey, ahead of some major radio stations in the country, ahead of CBS News, ahead of WINS Radio, ahead of BBC Radio. It's quite ahead of WTOP Washington, D.C. It's amazing that people are actually paying attention to what we're saying. As we were third from the bottom when we first started. Like, everybody was doing way better than we were. We had everything to look up to because everybody was ahead of us. But that's not the case anymore. People are starting to pay attention more and more. And I want to thank all of our students for doing that. And, of course, our instructors who work so hard and volunteer their time, as you do, Captain John Reagan. Please continue.
Trust us, the gene pool is safe. We already know that genetically modified crops contaminate other fields, and in fact, the companies have sued those farmers whose crops have been contaminated because they were in possession of the intellectual property of these companies. This is a report: failed GM mosquito control experiment may have strengthened wild bugs. They released millions of these mutant mosquitoes in Brazil. And the idea is that these male mosquitoes were genetically engineered to have a dominant lethal gene, so that when they mated with the wild female mosquitoes, the gene would drastically cut down the number of offspring they produced, and the few that were born would be too weak to survive long. Unfortunately, what they found out is they weren't as weak as thought, and now these genes are part of the gene pool. The mosquitoes were made from strains out of Mexico and Cuba, so now they have a mosquito that's even more robust than it was before. And the next, the oath, and it says since 1962, and shouldn't be too surprising, this is out on the left coast, Portland, Oregon, on Wednesday night at a soccer stadium, the National Women's Soccer League match there. They had a number of armed force enlistees take their oath there, and initially these people were, you know, in support and clapping and all that, but then they got down to the part of the oath where you pledge your allegiance to the President of the United States, and they started booing because these people hate Trump. Interesting thing is this version of the oath was approved in 1960. That would have been during Eisenhower's term, and went into effect in 1962, which was Kennedy. So it's been this way for nearly 60 years, but now these people don't like it because the president is Trump.
I'd like to comment on that. Yesterday, I went to there was a supermarket that had a sale on Progresso soup for $10 for $10, and Mrs. Finelli had an appointment. So while she was at her appointment, I ran into the supermarket, and the first cart that I got was sticky. The handle was sticky, the push bar. So the second one I pulled out of the line, sticky. Third one had trash in it. And so I decided that I wanted to wash my hands, like right now. So I went into a McDonald's just up the road, and I washed my hands in. And I was washing my hands next to this guy about my age. And so I just said hi to him. And he got in line, and I got something to drink there. And he was sitting at a table. I said, "Mind if I join you?" I sat down, and everything was good. And he mentioned this guy, that this awful guy that we've got in the White House. I couldn't believe it. He hates him. He hates the president. But I don't think he can articulate exactly why. So I saw what you're talking about. I saw it. And everywhere in Springfield, they have these people who know nothing, who have nothing to do, who walk around in flip-flops. I can't. Who would walk around in flip-flops in the city with all this stuff that you can pick up with your feet? Who would pierce themselves and tattoos and disfigure themselves?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping to turn New Mexico red next year. At a rally near Albuquerque last night, the president vowed he'll win the state. Trump lost it by 8 points in 2016. However, he said his policies have boosted the state's energy revenue since. Meanwhile, as he was holding a rally there, Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was holding a campaign rally in New York, where she was talking about President Trump.
Donald Trump is corruption in the flesh. He's sworn to serve the people of the United States, but he only serves himself and his partners in corruption.
Negotiators for General Motors and the United Auto Workers getting together shortly to try to work out a new contract. It's day two of a strike against GM. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing, because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great, but some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit texassuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I feel a lot better now. I was able to find on the internet instructions that tell me how I can dye my hair with Kool-Aid. And the colors are really kind of nice. So many choices. What do I pick? Electric blue, bright red, light green, purple, blue, turquoise, and red tint. Now, you might need to buy several packets of Kool-Aid in order to get it right. And you might need some Vaseline and you might to protect your scalp. And so maybe this week I'll tell you exactly how to do it, you know, for those of you who are interested in becoming the ilk of the earth. Captain John Reagan, please continue.
I'm going to quickly do about those jobs, then we'll do the expert problem, then get back to the energy article. And when we get there, I want to bring up a point on GDP and population. Well, those jobs, and this won't hit until it's finalized with the January report, which gets published in February. It turns out that there were more than 500,000 jobs through March that weren't. So subtract that from all those fantastic employment reports you've heard. And the private reduction was 514,000 jobs. Over the last 10 years, revisions typically were in the range of plus or minus 0.2%. This revision was 50% above the absolute value 10-year average and negative. So that's a big number in the wrong direction. And, of course, nobody's talking about it but us. And
quick question, John. A quick question. In any of your professional work where you've been paid by your employer to come up with a forecast or a budget, have you ever been off that much? Because I never have been. I'd be fired, you know, before, I don't know, 10 seconds if I was ever wrong that much. How about you?
Well, I've often apologized to Becky that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just not incompetent enough to make the big money.
Right. Right. And I've had that discussion with some of our instructors. Like, how does that guy make so much money? Now, we're talking about people that they know, okay? How does that guy do so well? He's a moron, but yet he's raking in the money. And we it's hard to figure it out. You're exactly right. There you go.
I think this is an important article that has wide-ranging use, and there's a quote at the beginning of it from he was a very well-known physicist. I think he died in the 80s, Richard Feynman. Learn from science that you must doubt the experts. As a matter of fact, I can also define science another way. Science is the belief in the ignorance of experts. And you know, global warming is one of those that you can connect to that thought. And the author of this talks about Dr. Renton, who was one of his favorite college professors. And he was saying, I have a PhD, so you must respect my opinion on all things. I got my PhD on the exfoliation of rock, that is, on how and why outside layers of rock flake off as a result of water and alternate heat and cold. Before I, but when I give my opinion on that very narrow subject, you should take my word for it. And he later confessed that even in exfoliation, he was likely out of date. Traditionally, experts miss the big picture. To get my PhD, he had to ignore things like dating, which is probably why he was still single. And he further goes, he's glad that nobody asks him about geology. If it isn't about exfoliation and they read a lot, they might know more than I do and embarrass me. And there's a bit more, but I just wanted to point out that, you know, even people with PhDs, it's very hard to keep up even in those topics. You know, I've come on with some of the newer research that, you know, blows away a lot of the things that we used to believe. And even that may be blown away sometime in the future. So all these climate experts, they know so little about what's going on with the sun. They just talk about the illumination, which is a very small part of what the sun is doing. They ignore what cosmic rays are doing. They ignore the fact that cosmic rays are going to continue to increase, and it's going to be some interesting times ahead.
Captain John Reagan, if you decided you wanted to get your PhD, some people refer to that as piled high and deep, how long would it take you to go from your MBA to your PhD, assuming that you have unused credits that you could apply? How long do you think? Have you thought about that?
I looked into it back when I was getting my master's in finance, and I believe the rough time frame was about 3.5 years.
On top of the master's?
On top of the master's.
Okay.
And that may not have included the dissertation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just wondering. Because at one time I was thinking of getting a DBA, a doctorate in business administration. Is that what you were thinking of, or were you thinking a PhD?
Probably going to be looking maybe a PhD in finance.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering what your thoughts were. Yeah, please continue.
Okay, so we'll go back to that article on energy. And in fact, this relates to my master's in finance. One of the classes was on modeling. And I decided for my first choice, I had to change it. I wanted to model GDP or forecast what GDP would be, at least in the short term. And one of the items I chose to base that forecast on was population. And sadly, the number that used to assess the correlation was 0.99, which is very, very high. And that means 99% of the change in GDP could be attributed to population. And in essence, you're just measuring the same thing. So I had to find a different model to use for the class. But that stuck with me. So when you look at GDP, most of that is based on population, which kind of makes sense. You've got a new person, they've got to eat, they've got to have clothes, they've got to have a place to stay. So that makes sense. Now, we've had slowing growth in population, which, amazingly, we're having problems growing our economy right now. I wonder if there's some connection there. And then you think about what's the effect when you look at this, because even though they've been tied, that's considering the normal times that we've had. Well, if the population goes up and the GDP doesn't match it, at first that means you're going to have a lowering in lifestyle. But if it deviates far from that, it impacts more than just lifestyle. It impacts the ability to live, because that's where you start increasing homelessness, hunger, and all these things that, amazingly, we're seeing in wonderful utopias like California, the homeless problem. And I think we're going to see that expand dramatically over the next few years. And I think that gets to tie in, too, with the number one point in the article in red. This economy is built on faith in perpetual growth. And everything, you look at all the government forecasts, whether it's the budget, whether it's Social Security and Medicare, it's all built on growth every year, and often those growth percentages are well above what is going to actually happen. And when that growth stops, which, resources, including energy, is a big part of that, that starts mucking with everything real quick. Did you want to comment on this before?
Yeah, well, if you listen to any newscast, okay, top of the hour, bottom of the hour, it's often that they refer to growth. Growth is X percentage. Growth is expected to be growth, growth, growth. You're absolutely right. And that this article says that you need to have the economy is built on faith in perpetual growth, faith that rapid accelerating economic growth can and somehow will continue indefinitely, so that investments in the future will continue to make sense. That's the quote from the article. That is exactly correct. That's what people believe. Growth. And that's what makes Wall Street an investment vehicle, if you will. That people believe that if they put a dollar in today, it's going to be more than a dollar later. That's what they believe. And the number two item in red is something that my dad used to talk about. The value of fiat currency is based on faith. And my dad used to refer to it as the full faith and credit of the government. But what he did not say was the ability to tax you and inflate at the muzzle of a gun. Right?
And it's like you said, it's faith and credit. I'd like to point out that cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are only based on faith. There is no value behind them. That's not to say that blockchain technology doesn't have applications, but currency is a very bad application for it because the ledger keeps on getting longer and longer and longer. You get to the point where you can't transmit this anymore. But whereas they only have faith, the governments have faith and credit. Well, you know, faith is believing. When you lose the faith, that's when things get bad. The other side of that is credit. Your credit can be decreased or cut off. And when that happens, that will cause people to lose faith real fast, too.
Right. And the only reason a 5 is worth more than a 1 or a 20 is worth more than a 5 and a 1 is because you believe it. That's the only reason. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, hour number two on Friday, I'll be talking about my book. You can't buy my book. It's not for sale. It has not been published. But I'm going to talk about some of the items in the book. And this is the way I live. Things that I do, tips and tricks that I've learned over 67 years. So if you're interested in hearing some of that, that'd be Friday, hour number two. Some of you have expressed interest in having different instruction. Well, I've taken commercials out. I've taken 6 minutes of commercials out of USA Prepares. They were my commercials. I didn't want them. Didn't need them. I'd rather have more talk time, more instruction time. So out they went. And I'm going to be talking about some tips and things that I think you might be interested in based on your expressing interest in those things. So that's Friday, hour number two. Captain John Reagan, back to you.
And it's amazing. We still run out of time. We have 5 points left in 5 minutes. I'm going to read the points, and then we'll just discuss them until time runs out. Economic growth is dependent on ever-accelerating amounts of debt. Governments and banks are deliberately suppressing interest rates far below rates of inflation. Most citizens are now a few months' income away from bankruptcy, homelessness, and even hunger. Governments, politicians, and corporations are consciously lying about the real rates of inflation and unemployment. And our economy is totally dependent on inexpensive, affordable fossil fuel energy, water, minerals, construction materials, and other resources. and we had to worldwide go into an additional $100 trillion in debt since 2008 just for the so-called recovery that we have now. And the interest rates that are being used, we have many trillions of dollars of negative sovereign debt, which means that you give your money to the government and you get less back. And many have negative interest rates just on the face. Others, the interest rates are so low, by the time you factor in inflation, you're getting less money or less value for your money than what you put in. And if you happen to pay income taxes on it, you're even getting less after that because they say you made money. Vincent?
John, I've talked to people who have events. We'll call them like expo type things. And they would talk about the timing, how important it was. You know, like, this is, we need to have it right at this weekend because that's when people have just received their income tax refunds. That's when, that's just after they've received it, but before they've spent it. Can you imagine basing an event on something like that? Well, it's true. That's what happens. And you, if you look at retail, you'll look at Black Friday. Black Friday gets pushed sooner and sooner and sooner because in these sales, because each store realizes that if they wait until the Black Friday traditionally, well, they will miss out because they should have gotten that money from the customer's wallets 2 weeks before. So now it's moving pretty. We're having Christmas sales now. I'm actually hearing advertisements, you know, buy it for Christmas now. Because each business, each seller, each retailer wants your money before it's gone. That's where we are now. And there's some written material that I've read in the past about how we got here. Cheap fossil fuel. Cheap fossil fuel got us here. So if you worked in the city, the machinery was in the city, and if you look at some of the things that were manufactured in the 1920s, 1930s, you see like Brooklyn, New York. Does anybody think there's a factory in Brooklyn? Okay. Well, there were. Newark, New Jersey, places like that. Well, people started moving out of the cities because of cheap energy. They could, instead of having an apartment, they could have a little tiny lot. Well, if they went farther away, they could have a little bit bigger lot. If they went out to the suburbs, they could have a bigger lot. If they moved like we did, out in the middle of nowhere, they could get a whole farm. But the whole thing was based on cheap energy. Because without cheap energy, you couldn't commute. And that's why the highways and byways are all clogged up. Because of cheap energy. John, do you have a comment about that?
And it's not just a matter of price. It's the energy return on investment as well. It used to be with the traditional oil, I think it was like, for 10 barrels of oil, you get 90 barrels out of the ground. Might have even been more than that, better ratio. But now with fracking and all that, it's gone down and down. And when it doesn't even have to get to the point where it takes a barrel of oil to get a barrel of oil out. At that point you get no energy net. And even at those close rates, you end up with so little energy that the cost of that would have to be exorbitant.
Very good point. Captain John Reagan, have you seen The Walking Dead, the series?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That's recommended, class. The Walking Dead, it's available on Netflix. The first several years of it, pretty good. Now they've introduced profanity. It's not so good, but originally it was great as a lesson, a way of teaching you what's going to happen.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.